there's some interesting and hot items of the rest of the TikToks.
Okay.
And I asked for permission to proceed, especially when the one said, can you see it now? Can we go over
Why
that?
Not?
Can I ask?
It's over. It's over. Let's go. Let's do it. Fine. Go ahead.
So is that a fact that Trump is devising a plan with the good guys to overthrow the cabal?
Yeah, it's already done.
It's done.
You're gonna have 3 weeks of hell. 3 weeks of hell.
It was two in this video, so it's three now. They said 2 weeks.
It's always been three.
It's always been three.
The first two. If you make it to the first two, it's now the pattern. Aaron says after 3 weeks, it's now a habit. Oh,
okay.
No big deal.
So we'll go to the next obvious question, probably in everybody's mouth right now. So is that what's pending right now, coming on Monday?
Starting now. I mean, wait now, slow up just a second. Do the math. You got nuclear.
Yeah.
Being charged. They're being charged right now.
Okay. Really?
People are trying desperately to get out of the country who's supposedly beaten the Ukrainians out of their country. And now the Russians are running for the hills, which is odd. You
yes.
got China in squalor.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they do have a value. Well, no, here you go. Find somebody who will peg a currency to the yuan today.
Oh, wow, that's not on my list. But they're not. They're not doing it. Okay, yeah, it's not on my list, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's absolutely correct.
Speaking of currencies, Ion, that's one of my things that I track, as well as, you know, the main Dow, S&P 500, SO, EW, NASDAQ, all that, what have you. I've been tracking the pound against, you know, all the currencies, but I look at the euro, the dollar, and the Swiss franc. And I've been tracking it since the 7th of October, 2021. And I tracked it on from what Friday's price was Saturday morning, but evidently there's like a price that's done on Saturday. And the pound from Friday to Saturday fell 2.05% against the euro, 3.48% against the dollar, and 3.14% against the Swiss franc. And I remember when I was dealing monthly with the pound, because that's the highest priced currency in the world at the time, what it used to be. And looking at it now, it's very clear what you said about the crown.
Yep. See, boy, the point is that's happened, but you just don't, it's not a news flash yet.
Right. But it should be. Right? I mean.
Hell, it ought to be. Yeah. Hell, yeah. If Walter Cronkite was around alive, you'd know every gory detail.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things in the air. Okay.
Computer says yes.
Okay. Well, there we have it. Next, TikTok.
Now, you didn't tell them all about that, so you need to explain it, because people are trying to see what's up, and because they don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm talking about the foreign exchange of the pound against the U.S. dollar, euro, New Zealand dollar, Australian dollar, Canadian dollar, yen, South African rand, dirhams, I don't know where that country that is, but rupees, lira, Turkey, and Swiss francs. But I track normally the euros against the pounds and the dollars and the Swiss francs naturally. I've been tracking that since the 7th of October last year. So that's what I'm tracking. But that's not even a news flash. You know, it's funny because I made this mention maybe 4 months ago to Rosanna's banker son, and he didn't even really recognize it. But I guess he's looking at it fucking now because the SMI is falling as well with the Dow. So anyway, that's what I'm talking about. But I'm going to go to my next question. Ion.
Call that the SMI? The SMI issue?
Yeah, SMI, yes, Swiss Market Index. It's like the Swiss Dow.
Right.
Okay, Ion, 2 weeks ago, there was a TikTok you sent me about no stars. Was there a reason why that large flag at the Trump rally didn't have stars in the blue part of the flag?
Ain't no more states.
Lockdown Bob rule. Oh, okay. So that's the.
That's why you're gonna have a viceroy. You're gonna have in the.
Yeah.
And the governing issues will be handled by a duchy. So fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Ian, will I be appointing Trump the viceroy?
You already did.
No wonder he got in there. Okay, that's why he started sucking up to me once you realized I was his key, right? To political immortality. Mm. Okay, so, Bert, that...
You were more like the air.
What's the H-E-I-R, yeah. What happens to the battle
Even
between
airs.
The states? Right. What happens to the battle between the states and the cities if there are no states?
Well, that's easy. You have to go to the Dobbs decision. That'll tell you how to get activated.
the Dobbs, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. Abortion decision.
Mississippi.
Yeah,
it was Mississippi. I thought it was. Okay, Ion. Okay, the next TikTok. Thank you for that, man. Okay, they get hotter and hotter.
No
okay,
Boy, that was no slap in the jaws there, wasn't it? Bob liked it. But the good news is Bob liked it rough. Just slap him around a little bit. Carolyn has her way with him every once in a while. It's pretty fun. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, the most recent TikTok of, because 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had some barges that had military equipment. And I just got a TikTok. It's going down now. Now they look like, those look like, Desert Storm military vehicles that are on a train being shipped. Are they going in the same direction that going to they're headed for Texas?
Yep.
What is something must be big going on in Texas then? Because okay.
Go down.
Okay, here's a question because I was stationed there. Are those vehicles headed to Fort Hood? Fort Hood?
Yep, we said it. Already.
Yeah, I heard you said it right when I was thinking it. Yeah, Fort Hood. Ooh, boy, that there's a lot of space there to hold a lot of military vehicles, by the way. Wow.
You don't know who's controlling the military. And it ain't, well, I'll give you three guesses, but it ain't O'Biden.
Okay, so that goes into some nitty-gritty gossip stuff. So are there, okay, let's go right to the point. I heard some things. Are there special forces in Ukraine, U.S. special forces in Ukraine?
They don't make us do that. They're just fucking everything up.
More All right, I'll go to my next
dead.
Minute. Never
we
mind.
That. Well, more people are going to get dead if we say that. You wouldn't have a steel. Why would you have a steel?
Okay. I don't want to out the seals. Okay, so we'll go right to the next TikTok. Very interesting. Ion, all eyes on the funeral TikTok.
That is the most beautiful casket service I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's the casket's here, the casket's there, and her casket, never her body. Never she was embalmed, never gave a cause of death. Never did right. any of that kind of stuff. None of that kind of stuff. But her coffin going to whiz by Buckingham Palace with no lights on still. And it's going to whiz right. through here and whiz through there. And they're walking in there. They can't drive a car in there. Looking around, looking to see who's looking at them when Charles was walking into the, strolling by foot into Buckingham Palace. It's pretty rich. Then they get just through the first portico chair, and they duck out. Like, get me out of here right quick. They're going to kill my ass. Mm-mm.
Okay, but this particular TikTok was quite interesting because
hey,
the
Bert,
person.
I got an interesting point here. The Biden thing was ridiculous. They just pretended there was an inauguration, pretended there was an election, blah, blah, blah. They got him in there quickly in a falling down situation. And then the London guys went through the same thing with this fake funeral. So what is going on at the Vatican? Ask about that.
Yeah, yeah, but, that's a good point, because you shouted out on what youth about the Crown and Washington, D.C., and you said you don't want, you didn't bring up the Vatican, so there must be really something huge going on at the Vatican at this moment.
Well, the girls have just now finished the damn cracker racks, and there's no way we're going to empty the Vatican library if we start talking shit. Bob ain't ready. They can only so many cracker racks they can put together before now, and the tags fail. They done said bring all the money back to the Vatican. Why would they do that? Train loads of money. Why would they need that much money in the coffers? Why? The Borgias don't run this anymore, so it should have been all right. It should have been okay. And now they're starting the trials. They're starting the trials of the priests.
Right,
they
so
they don't have to try priest.
We don't hear much about that, do we, Bert? Did you hear about that over there?
No, I've never heard that. And, you know, Switzerland gives the Swiss guards. They protect the Pope, so definitely wouldn't hear it here unless it drops out of the telegram channel, but
it's
definitely not on the news agency.
It's all the rage. It's all the rage, and the Pope is pissed.
You know, they're going to, when they bring in the next pope, hopefully his name Peter, that'll be the last pope, it'll be such a fraudulent fucking,
Peter,
it'll be
Peter
fake
Beater.
Smoke.
And it'll be probably Peter, it'll be Peter Beater.
Yeah, Peter Beater.
That'll be the next CGI con then.
Yeah,
Bob,
it's going to be fake smoke, a fake Vatican with the wrong rooms and the wrong colors and the wrong gods along the top.
They're not going to do smoke. They're not going to do smoke no more. They're going to throw edibles at the chimney. They're going to throw edibles at the chimney. They're not going to do smoke no more. Take a little bite. Bite a little corner of this brownie.
Hey, but Bob, Ion said that the name of the new pope is based on how much famous Amos cookie crumbs you have left dealing with CERN.
Yeah, it's all muddled. It's fitting. We're halfway through fitting its wake. Nobody can decide what's what.
Yeah. We only got 587 pages left, right, Bob?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay, I'm getting back to this funeral. They laid it out. The person who laid this out was attempting to be clever, or was clever, is that they started talking about how during George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral, notes were handed out to the guilty parties, and we won't name them because they're guilty.
Yep.
But and then there was a quick flash of, looks like, I don't know what they were, some type of delegates or something, and they were reading notes, and this one guy...
That's the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Archbishop of Canterbury.
That was the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Sitting on the end. He stood up, and his little letter fell and hit the floor, and the next thing you know, poof. And he didn't walk out.
Gone.
He was just poof. He was gone. Gone.
Okay, that wasn't, because my question was that real, or was it CGI? That was real.
It was real. Mm-hmm. He dropped his letter. And the way cameras are now, you'd be able to read that.
Right.
Then it was like, uh-oh. And then the next time you see the empty chair, the note's gone.
Okay. So, okay, then the obvious question is, was that alien intervention then? Like the Buckingham Palace aliens, I mean the Pentagon aliens, was that aliens?
Everybody was crying their eyes out, but it wasn't because that Her Majesty was dead, it was because the jig is up. That's why Charles says, no extras on the payroll, everybody go get you a TikTok account, start showing your crooks and nannies. And you make you some damn money, cashing money. You better get you up there, get you a hustle. Better get you a side hustle. What you better do.
Yeah, making up a TV show.
Yeah. And
so, Bert, the way Ion...
And you can't participate in anything anymore. Right. There's no money to pay him.
Right. And Ion, he talked about Charles, skittishly... walking into the Buckingham Palace, looking around to see if anybody's going to snipe him. That's what he was doing.
Looking to see why from the inside, not from the outside. He's over there letting people in the crowd kiss his ass right there in front.
He was hiding in the crowd.
Hugging, shaking, hiding in the crowd. But then Queen Elizabeth did that too. When VE Day, she snuck out, her and that bitch Margaret. She was a whore. But
Who snuck out?
Things happen.
Who snuck out?
Elizabeth and Margaret.
They snuck out what?
And went and played hit in the crowd. They were celebrating, so they went to the street. They took to the street. And boy, they got their little asses chapped when the Queen Mama found them. She chapped that ass. That's what she done.
When did they do that?
VE Day. You know, after the war thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they had
they got in trouble for mingling with the crowd.
They asked, could they? And of course you can't do what? You're in the air someday. Well, I really wasn't there at that point. But you're in there. You're in a mess. You're in a bad mess. So.
You're in the what? Bad mess? What'd you say?
A mess. Yeah, a terrible mess.
Back in 45.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Lord, y'all. The worst has happened. It is the end. Liz Cheney has just announced that she's going to contemplate leaving the GOP. Lord have mercy.
On defeat day.
Well, how
we used to call D-Day defeat day.
How will we ever survive as a party without Liz Cheney fighting the good fight for queen and country?
Okay, I have two more
questions. Was that distraction enough? Was that distraction?
Yeah.
No, you didn't finish that one. You didn't finish that one. You still got a lot of good stuff. But we're not going. You're not going to pimp us out. You're going to have to ask that, Biggin.
The Duchy.
We're not like
okay.
The Duchy.
Okay,
or
I,
that the
I,
Duchy.
I
no, wait, Bert, here's the question. Here's the question. What's going to replace Crown Inc.? What is... Jerome Powell trying to do? What happened to Christine Lagarde? What happened?
Okay, Ian, what replaces Crown Inc.? What is Jerome Powell trying to do?
Oh, no, we were asking you. We were asking you.
You're asking me. Bob!
Well,
Bob,
you got
Bob ass
trouble. You're ascending. You ought to start knowing something. You need to start knowing something. So if you're going to have ass trouble, you might as well have, you're going to have a, be a sore ass. You might as well get some goody out of it. Make it come forth, you see. So something's going to replace it. And we've given the clues of how it's going down, in essence. Okay? But you got to put it together. You may have to borrow Linda's notebook to catch up.
Okay, I'll go to my mental notes. Something you laid out.
Okay.
Is Maybank being activated?
It already has been.
So, the commodity marks of the drops, is that being activated now at Maybank?
Well, the obvious is yes. I mean, that's a kind of a given. Only because there's nothing else to peg it to.
So is that why this all this whispers, well, not whispers, but about the digital currency?
Oh, yeah. That's the rage. That's the rage. You got to do something because Bob says keep typing, and hell, they don't even type anymore. Now they just push a button and record, and it types for them. They even quit typing. They talk to text and talk to speak. They don't even type anymore. So it's even worse. I mean, they're so damn lazy. You have a thing to turn your lights on and off and to turn your TV. If you have to move a finger, you're mad. You just want to tell it what to do.
Okay, Ian, you made three references. You made a reference to Crown. You made a reference to Jerome Powell, which is the Fed, and you made a reference to Christine Lagarde, which is the European National Bank. I believe she's there. She used to be with
the. She's the head of the European Union.
European Union Bank, or the ECB, or whatever they call it, European
the,
Central
the
Bank.
The fund that all the countries use.
I thought she was, no, she used to be that, the world, what is it?
Wait a minute now. So, if she's not, who's in charge now? Oh. Is there a point of order here? Who's in charge now, if she's not yet?
The International Monetary Fund. She used to be in part of IMF, but not anymore. She's head of the European
Central Bank. Correct.
But those are three. Okay, are those three? Okay, we already outed the Crown, which is London. Jerome Powell Central Bank. That's used to be the United States Inc.
Now don't be sloppy. Say Crown Inc.
Crowning. Okay, sorry, I thought I said it, but crowning.
I know, but you have to, because other people will listen and they'll go, well, that's just sloppy. They're going to have those scribble.
Okay.
And we're not a word Nazi. Bob's the word Nazi. We're not a word Nazi.
Okay.
Bob is.
Crown Inc., London. Jerome Powell, United States, the Fed, Federal Central Bank, which is our
Federal Reserve,
former United States Incorporated. So, is the Vatican? So, is Lagarde connected to the Vatican?
Being connected to the Vatican is kind of like going out to dinner with Joe Biden. Nobody wants to go. If you go, you have to pay. So they don't want to go. They don't want to sit at the table with.
Okay, but what is her connection? Because you kind of went into a gray area when you first started to say that she was the International Monetary Fund.
Well, if the European Central Bank fails, what the hell you think that's going to do the IMF? There's nowhere then to lean to. Remember when we made reference to your favorite Deutsche Bank?
Yes.
And remember how everybody's fighting to get out of Germany? Nobody's saying nothing about Germany. They ain't saying shit.
Yeah, that's
why
crazy.
Ain't they talking about Germany? Why ain't they talking about Germany? That's the one that's fucked up. That's the one that's fucked up.
Right.
It's kind of like rut rolls, thinking it ain't even on the news. You don't even know who the ruler, the sinister minister is. Who is it? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. Some goofy little fat man.
So there's something big going on in Germany then. Because even when the Deutsche Bank thing was going on, I was getting that information from you, and I live next to Germany, and you don't hear anything here in the news agencies what's going on. I got all that information from you. But it was going on when you do the tech body search. Okay, Ian, there's something really weird going on here about Germany then. Huh?
Yep. Chances are.
Then that's a sign, because I've also tracked the Swiss franc against the dollar, the Swiss franc against the euro, and the euro dollar. And the euro is about to just disappear from what I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, we changed that years ago to zero.
Yes.
Long ago.
Yes, and that's last week, it really looked like it's right just about there, because even the dollar now is over the euro. They were neck and neck, but now the dollar is, well, as of Friday, the dollar was over the euro, and that hasn't, that's not ever happened in the history. So, Ian, can you disclose what's going on with this Lagarde?
Well, it was under it when it first came out. You could buy it for 70 cents first when they were trying to get people to turn in their money.
Okay. But right now, it doesn't look good. Okay, Ian, so those three. But, okay, what about the duchy? I got off the mark with the duchy.
Got to be reorganized. Lots of pieces of paper's got to be looked at. Lots of people got to move things around. Lots of people got to give up some titles and some deeds and some chattels. You remember what chattels are, don't you?
Not offhand. I remember hearing you refer to that, but right now I'm
That's
a little
Bob.
Bit stuck.
Make Bob work. Work it, Bob. Work it. Come on, Bob.
Chattel.
Get to work.
That's not it. A tangible, movable, or immovable property except real estate connected with real property.
Held in chattel.
So, Ian, there's a lot of, like, nervousness going on in the background, the way background. Especially
yeah,
in Europe.
Yeah, it's gotten,
especially
it's
in
gotten
Europe.
So, it's gotten so chummy that guess what? If you've got 27 pounds, you can go to Windsor Castle and look at the grave plate of Elizabeth and Philip. Never been done. They're selling chances to go see the gravestone in the basement. St. George's church.
Wow. Yeah, I saw a headline about Charles calling for a streamlined royal family, you know, people that are going to, you know, within the family who are going to do the business of the rural.
Therefore, the rest of them are out. But now Anne will do okay because she's still fucking with the garter. See, that's a separate kind of thing.
Yeah, I heard you say that in the show.
That's a separate kind of devil party. But we don't care. Bob don't care. Bob's not one. He's afraid of horses. So he's not one of them. And he gave up his garters. He gave up his garters years ago, hon. Years ago. Yeah.
Hey, but long ago. I remember you speaking with Bob about the garter. I may even have notes on that. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay, so there's going to be a conciliatory reconstruction of that city. Got it?
Okay, just one more word. Yes, I got it. That means Europe being restructured totally.
Or eviscerated.
Wow.
You know, sometimes it's kind of like a house that you get a few cockroaches in or you get termites. It gets so bad that you just sort of walk out the front door and just don't look back. Sometimes it's just, you know, chalk it up to the machine, you know?
Yeah, you know, okay, then. And Bob hasn't said anything about Mr. Rothschild. He must be really nervous in the service then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, want to have some fun? Go to Gay Paris and stroll down the Champs-Élysées. See how you fare.
No chance for me. No. Paris.
Why is
Paris.
That?
Well, I mean, it was weird for me to be in Paris great. When I met Carolyn and Bob, but at this point, no.
It's a war zone.
Yes. But it always has been. Always has been. I mean, those folks will burn up shit.
Now it's worse. I know.
Really?
Worse. Oh, yeah.
And you hear nothing. And that's another neighboring country you don't hear fucking nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In
yeah, well, the news.
And then you turn around. And you turn around and you look in America. All they're talking about is America this and America that. Tick, tack, nilly, whack.
Yeah.
And now the sanctuary cities have been overrun. They got 50 illegal aliens, and they cannot make it at Martha's Vineyard. They just can't make it. They're having a housing shortage. They can't put 50 people. Although I guess they can put 50 people in Barack Obama's basement, so that would be okay. But, you know, I guess they already had too many penises in their house at Martha's Vineyard.
It's clear what you said and Bob said it. We're right at the very end. I think you said a couple weeks ago about the fat lady is about ready to sing the Amira or something. It's about over.
Aria.
It's about over.
The Aria.
Yeah, Aria, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
she's going to sing
okay,
it.
Okay.
She's going to sing it. You know what she's going to sing? She's going to do, she's going to take on the Jackie Gleason's version of I Did It My Way. Not Sinatra. Just Jackie Gleason's version of I Did It My Way. Could you just see
Jackie Gleason saying I Did It My Way?
No, but his honeymooner's version of I Did It My Way, that would be Ralph Kramden. That'd be the best. Roxy was pretty hot though. She could get it. She could get it. She's all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, two more questions, Ian. Maybe two. Maybe this one.
What about you getting ready, TikTok? What about the getting ready? What do you think that meant? Did they have anything to say? Did somebody's sources say that somebody's sources said that there were sources to get ready? I heard it from a high authority that it's going to be ugly. And if you didn't prepare, it's too late. It's too late.
You talking about that Trump video? The guy, the quote from Trump? Get ready.
There what? Yeah. That's right.
Let me look at my inventory real quick. Get ready.
And see, the honeymooners have got this all worked out. They've been ready forever.
Get ready.
They locked and loaded.
I don't recall that one, Ian. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
Get ready. I don't have that on my list.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Doubles, no stars. No, I get ready.
My goodness.
No, I don't have that, Ian. Are you ready?
Okay.
No. Okay, Ian. No, I don't have that one. Okay, Ian. The prophetic value of the red heifers. Is there significance?
It's the Black Five.
The Black Five.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Negative. I don't have a Black Five either. Maybe that one didn't come through to me because I don't have anything of Black Five on it.
Oh, man.
That's when I got was this quote directly from Donald Trump. Black Five. Let me look. I'm looking. I'm an individual. No, I don't have that, Ian. What's beyond that? Sorry. I must have missed that or didn't come through because I do not have that. Okay, can I ask about the next one?
Well?
Okay, there was a lady talking about the prophetic value of the red heifers.
Yeah.
Is it, Is there something
I've noticed about that? That's the Church of Genius quote. See, they're bringing that back home, too. Thank God Bob's got all these foundations. He's damn sure going to need them.
So Israel's working with the Church of Genius? Is that what you're saying, Guy?
They have to. They had to work with Bob. We got to get BB back in there. He stepped aside for a second to let him clear out the bodies.
Yeah, you said that a while ago, that they're asking him to come back, yeah. So that's what that's connected to. They're begging him to come back. So the red heifers has to do with, or Israel aligning with the Church of the Subgenius. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting, that the queen's golden carriage, it's made of gold, is worth about $16 billion for a buggy?
I didn't know the price. I remember seeing that. That's very interesting. $16 billion.
Gold. Mm-hmm.
Gold. So is Charles going to sell that?
I think he owes money? It to somebody. I think he owes it to somebody.
He owes the coach to somebody, or he owes $16 billion to somebody?
I think that property has been spoken for.
Is he owed to Bob?
Didn't say.
Because you always said that Bob was going to have, those container loads of gold sent to him. So, okay. Okay, last one question, Ian. But I wonder if you could speak on this. It was on September 11th, right after the last payday, Trump flew into D.C., still wearing his golf shoes, and he had a meeting at the at his golf course, and he said he was working on something with the Potomac at the golf course.
Bedminster, New Jersey.
It wasn't in D.C., it was in Bedminster in New Jersey?
Well, they whisked him quickly to Washington.
Oh, so he was in New Jersey, and they whisked him quickly. So he was golfing in New Jersey, and they whisked him quickly.
Didn't even have time to change his shoes. All these sinister ministers was around there, and now they do everything outside so that they can't be talked, heard.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw that picture, yes. Okay. So that's
funny how you didn't have much luck identifying most of those people, huh?
Yeah. So that's connected to the opening question about the working with the good guys to overthrow the cabal. That's real.
And then that bitch in New York City going to put Trump in jail with a civil lawsuit.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know how that's going to work out. Don't know how to work that out.
Yeah. No, it's clear that we're in the tribulation that all three branches of the United States government are broke. That what they've done to Trump, it's clear that it's up yet now. So it's all CGI driven is what they're showing. It's a circus.
Yeah. And if the Capitol ain't looking so good, have you seen any local pictures of it yet? They about covered the whole front now. It's crazy. Like it's degrading.
Wow. So it's really a big battle going on. Okay, Ian, this is a question. Another question. Was that a CGI concert at the White House with Elton John? I didn't see it, but I saw, headlines that Elton John did a concert.
Yeah. The whole thing was because around the people, and it wasn't at the White House. Even in the staged part, there were people standing, not even looking at Elton John. It's almost like they took a party or something and then dropped the faces in the suit.
Wow.
And did you see at the funeral? Well, it was at the funeral and the old Biden speech. where they had a little mouth, a little malfunction, and one earlobe was attached and the other earlobe wasn't attached.
No, I didn't see that one.
That's a new one. The steak body ain't no joke now. The steak body ain't no joke, man. They get everything. Everything. They get it all. And did you see where Jack and Jill, O'Biden sat at the funeral, dragging in late? It's dragging in late. How are you going to be late?
Yeah.
To the Queen's funeral. Where they set them off into the side bleachers. They could have just probably watched it on their phones in the Beast and probably been more comfortable. But it was not too pretty. He was not high in the food chain.
No, 14th row. And you know, it's funny. The president, the current president of Switzerland, sat next to Jill Biden. And then when Trump did a tweet that they put Biden in the third world countries, and the Swiss were offended that Biden called the where Biden was sitting with the president at third world country, so they're a little bit offended, but they'll get over it, I think.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, they are what?
Mongolia has more money than Switzerland. Mongolia has more value of money than Switzerland.
Yeah. Well, that's a wrap.
You know they found... They found that little gold mine. It's got a few dollars in it. That's why.
You're talking about Mongolia iron?
Mm.
Mongolia found a gold mine? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Is that from the Mongolian Empire? Genghis Khan?
Mongol. Mm-hmm.
Mongol.
Which, that's the empire. Not Mongolia. It's Mongol. Empire.
Mongol.
Where
Mongol
the Mongolians
empire.
Live. Mm-hmm.
They found gold in the Mongol. Is that recently?
Day after yesterday.
This is the only place to get the real news now. Everything else is CGI driven.
Nah, you can always watch Jackie on Instagram. It's fun. He keeps it real. He keeps it jumping.
Yeah.
That's my nigga now. That's my nigga. I love my Jackie.
Jack's back in Maryland, I believe.
He's back in. Move, I know.
Yeah. Well, Bob, that's all I have. Carolyn, thanks, Ian.
Okay.
Good.
How many TikToks did you do?
Six.
Six, wow. So I've got here, the Griffins in Switzerland, the local weather, hiking, pluses and protons, reduction of oxygen, half-life of the isotopes, the gluon is the placeholder of the quark, list of effects of NOAA's oxygen, and the SMI issue. So what were a couple of points I should add to that that came out of your TikToks?
The TikToks. Trump is the one TikTok. Can you see it now? Trump is working with the good guys to overthrow the wall. Ian said it's already taken place.
That's the name of the TikTok.
Yes. Can you see it now? The
Where
next
would I
one
see
is most.
It?
I sent it to you, Bob.
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked at those yet. So why are you yelling out the title? What am I supposed to do? I'll just put in TikTok.
Yeah, but you wanted to know the topic.
Well, what?
That's
a lot of typing, Bert.
We're not going to be doing. We ain't going to be too bothered with all that work.
Yeah, what are the main points of these? Is it just
the
TikTok?
No stars in the flag, meaning there's no more states.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now stop right there. Listen now. Now listen to Bob saying, yeah, like that's no big deal. If y'all don't think for one second that Bob's
going
to be the inside scoop of every bit of this, that y'all foolish if you're taking him for granted, because this is ridiculous. He knows all kind of shit, and he plays like he don't know nothing, and he's say nothing, see nothing. He's better than Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Better than Schultz, yeah. Okay, well, I'll find out in a private session what I know. So,
yeah. Well, we did more than 2 hours
of flag. Because there are no states for them. Because
yes.
There are no states. Okay, next point.
Next point, there's a train full of military vehicles headed for Texas, Fort Hood, to be specific.
And what are they doing that for, Ion?
They're staging the Battle Royale.
The border, the lineup for the border. So troops to the border.
No. They're going to move the border.
How do you mean they're going to move it into Mexico?
No, the other way.
They're going to make America smaller?
Well, why not? I mean, they got California, and it's not doing them any good. It seems to be in the way these days.
So did you get that point from these, Ian, Bert?
Not that they're going to move the border. No, that's new.
All right. Troops to move the border. We don't know what that means.
Well, it's easy. We'll do it like this. We'll do it like this. If you can't, as a government, if you can't control your border, then we're going to move the border up from the Rio Grande, and we might include Oklahoma, but we probably won't include Arizona. And Louisiana can stay. That's all right. And cut down maybe a dot of Mississippi, but Arkansas, probably not.
They can't control the cartels along the border, present border. So they're going to give all that up to the cartels and start a new...
No. Now when the migrants come across, they're going to have to pay to get over Texas. They're going to have to go a different way. Because what happens now is them Texans will come up, but you cross this river and we'll shoot you in the face. And you kill about 3 of them and they'll stop. And that'll be the end of that. It'll be remain in the Rio Grande. It won't be remain in Mexico. It'll be remain in the Rio Grande. Because they'll pick them off before they get there. And then they'll block off the upper border, the northern border of Texas. And nothing will get out.
So the military is going to be, Biden doesn't do anything with the military. There's anarchy down there, so Trump's putting the military into, to be the new border.
Okay. And if you got to pay attention now, because Abbott doesn't have a leg to stand on. You know this, right?
In what way?
He's in a wheelchair.
Okay. That was pretty rude, Carolyn.
But he does have a plan. Guess what the conversation is? He's decided to list and sign into order that all of the drugs, Sinaloan cartel and the other cartels, we're not going to say the other name, the Sinaloan cartel as terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when you say, that's just a flippant thing to do, well, okay, that's fine. That means if they're terrorists, that means you can kill them right then. You see them, kill them.
So he's going to bring the military in.
It's already there. They got a good military anyway, but now everything else is going there. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
Okay, so it's something Biden would never do. But Biden will be gone.
Biden doesn't have a military.
Okay, what's another? So troops to move to the border. What about moving the border?
No. Troops are moving to Texas, not to the border. Don't fuck this up now. Don't be sloppy, you grammar Nazi.
Troops to move to Texas?
Correct.
And then they're going to move the border.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Still hold that?
They're going to secure the border, but not on the Texas side, on the Mexico side, up on the United States side.
What does that mean? Not on the Texas side, but on the Mexican side?
No, not. I mean, we misspoke. We said not on the Mexico border. They're going to secure the northern Texas border, which is the one that connects to Colorado, Arkansas. They'll probably take Oklahoma City, include it into that, because that makes a nice square line and become its own.
They're going to let half of Texas go to Mexico, to the terrorists.
No. No. No, 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 no. The question is really simple, Bob. If the United States government can't secure or won't secure the border, then Texas has already seceded from the Union, so they're going to make the border be above Texas, and then Texas will do what the fuck they want to do. They won't be asking any more questions, and they won't be any more, it won't be any more illegal aliens. There won't be any more illegal aliens to deport. They're not going to deport them. They're just going to kill them. And that'll be the end of it. That'll be humane. It'll be good.
Well, what about the people were allowed across the border to get above the 33rd parallel? You know, for that, who wants that? Well, who wants that to happen?
That's about over now, Bob.
What's over?
The time to make that decision to be in the Yarmulke continent.
So, is this going to happen after the election, or there's going to be no midterm election, or when does this happen? Monday?
Who cares? I don't know. Bert, did they say that the VJ yet, or are they still on the way?
They didn't say.
Well, that's good, because the Nikki Haley said, y'all need to quit telling the enemies what you're doing. They know too much now. Quit telling them what you're doing. Just do it. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Okay. Who's Nikki Haley? I've heard that. Former ambassador to the UN?
Yeah. And the governor of one of the Carolinas.
Oh, she became a governor. So, Bert, you didn't get this when you were doing the TikTok. What did you get?
Just that they were headed for Texas, Bob.
But none of these details about moving the border. Is Ian saying
correct.
Cut off the border in Texas, give it to Mexico?
No. They're going to be their own sovereign.
They're going to make their own state.
Yeah.
Country.
Wow.
Okay, so Texas is seceding, is what you're leading to.
They already did.
Remember when Trump was meeting with the generals in Texas about last year, we heard a couple stories about that. That's when this was being organized, eh?
No comment.
Yeah. You remember that, Bert?
Yes.
Yeah. I was. Trump was spending a lot of time in Texas with unnamed military or something. So this is the outcome of that. So they're going to declare all those people that came in are terrorists. How are they going
to... Sorry, what, Bob? You blipped.
How are they going to hide? All the people that have crawled over...
They're not going to hide. They're going to kill them. They're going to shoot them right there. Texas is a big old place, Bob. It's a big old place. Big old place.
Where are they going to find them to shoot them? How are they going to know who they're shooting?
When they cross... When anybody crossing the river ain't going to get across the river.
Okay, well, what about people that already... So they're not going to deal with the ones who already got across.
Oh, yes. If they're not... If you ain't got your papers, you can go back across the river. And if you hit the river, we're going to shoot you. Oh, you won't go with all that. There's enough bullets there to take care of it. Just kill them. And then they'll be like... It'll be like the Russians. They'll be climbing through the wall to get out of Russia.
It's going to be the Ukrainian... The Ukrainian-Russia war right now is going to happen between Texas and Mexico.
Yes. And the Democrats, they such pussies, they can't got gumption to weak as water. If Texas turns around and says, no, by God, we're going to run this. Why they go, okay, yes, sir, I understand. We really wish you wouldn't leave the Union. Fuck you and your mess. You have made a mess. We have the Permian Basin. You were energy independent because of us. not because of New York fucked up city. Burn it down. Well, Noah fixed this the last time. God fixed this with Noah the last time. Maybe it's time to have a good foot washing. An old timey foot washing, Bert. That's what might back me in order. Bring me your tired, your weak, your uncomely. Well, see if I can make something with a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Mm-hmm.
Well, look what I brought out, Bert.
You always
Damn.
Do it, Bob.
All that.
I was walking.
All that goober talk. Bob's always talking about the goober talk. Riding the goober here. Riding the goober there. It's terrible what he's supposed to.
No wonder I don't type anything up when you guys are doing the interview. I just wait. Okay, let's clean this up and find out what we found out. Okay, yeah. So.
Let's see what we saw. Did we see? Did you see what we saw? We saw what we see. We see what we see that we saw.
So, Bert, none of this stuff was talked about when you were talking about the border TikTok, right?
Correct.
Bert, look again. What are you doing? You got to get your stuff in order now. You got too much.
That TikTok just had military vehicles on a train, and the guy was saying it's going down. There's not much.
No. Black 5. That's what you need to be seeing.
Black 5. Okay, and that's one. Okay, Black 5. That's the one. Okay, that's the one where Trump outlined about it's going to be rough for the next. Well, you said 3 weeks. We're going to go through a very rough time for two. Well, you say 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then hopefully, as the experts predict.
Look, good. The first part, the dual screen. The first part. Those are the words.
So, Ion, everybody thinks they escaped the wrath of God or wrath of Bob. Oh, boy, the 24th is over. We made it. And Trump is saying he got 2 weeks of hell coming up. Well, when's that start? On Monday, due to things that JW told me?
We'll see. We'll get back. We'll get back to you.
Look at that. It hasn't even begun the 24th, Bert.
Okay, Ian, I have the Black 5, but I labeled it. Can you see it now? Black 5. I just mislabeled it. I have that one. So, in the split screen, are you
That's
talking about the two guys?
Yeah.
Is there something special about the guy on the left with the sunglasses?
He don't say nothing, does he?
No, he doesn't, but he has the earbud in his ear. Yeah, I mislabeled that one. Black 5. Okay, is there something we should note about him? The guy on the right side had prepared. And, okay. Is the guy on the left one running the military?
No, you'd never know that. You don't out the field. Come on. We didn't start.
Hey, Bert, are you talking about the guy who quotes Trump? We don't see Trump saying it. We're not told where Trump's saying it.
Right, yes,
sort of
that's
flippant.
What I'm talking about, Bob. That's
yeah,
exactly
and the right. guy with the sunglasses doesn't say a word. Is that the alien babysitter? That's the mafia guy just sitting there telling the guy to pay attention.
Go back. Let's talk about something better. Look at the natural resources that are available in Texas. They have all the missiles. They have all of the resources of Halliburton, which has now been taken away from your little buddy, little Cheney. He's been removed from that. That's all safe. You have all of the bio-waste hazard places, mostly at Sheila Jackson Lee's house. That's where the poison spews out the most. You have all of the refineries. You have the Gulf of Mexico. You have Galveston Bay. You have all the workers you could ever want. You got enough room, you could move everybody in the United States of America and Texas and get everybody a 2-acre yard and it'd still be land left over. Didn't say it was going to be a nice yard, but it'd still have yard left over. All right. They have the Permian Basin and all the oil that they could ever use. a lifetime supply of oil. Then it turns into fuck the police. You don't do that here. This is Texas. We do it this way in Texas. Remember the TikToks when the California people moved and they didn't like it? He's got a gun. Then they go back to the killing in Los Angeles and felt so much more comfortable, much more at home.
Mm-hmm. Plus, they had the largest military base in the world, the Fort Hood.
Mm-hmm. So, Bert, basically, Texas is going to secede. That's what the point.
They already did, Bob. That's why they're the Lone Star State.
Move to Texas, and says, troops move to a seceded Texas. I'll say that.
Here's what you put, Bob. This is key. Now, something happened way back then or way right now. Remember the Alamo.
Put that in brackets. Remember the Alamo?
You can put Sam Houston if you want to, but you don't have to.
Of course, McLuhan called this the Balkanization of America. He predicted that in Playboy. That's what's happening. Okay, what's the next TikTok?
It was a TikTok about the prophecy of the red heifers, and Ian said that's Israel aligning with the Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah, I knew that one from Herbert Armstrong.
Why is he laughing?
I sold the Church of the Subgenius. I didn't tell you guys. I forgot to tell you.
I need some cash. But the Pope hadn't paid you for it yet, Bob. So you better wait to get your money. You may be stuck with that dog and see if it'll hunt.
Yeah. But I live in the world of no money, so that's all.
There's no such thing as no money. You live in a world of unmoney. No money.
It's unmoney. Okay. Next TikTok. What's next?
No money.
Involving Trump flying into D.C. on September 11th, Ian said that he was in New Jersey golfing and he was flown in to D.C. He didn't have a chance to change his golf shoes and he had a meeting outside so that no one would listen in to what the meeting's going on and the people that he was meeting with could not be identified.
They don't know who they are.
Right. Yeah.
Facial recognition can do anybody, can do everybody. It can tell everybody that was at the Queen's casket's funeral.
But they couldn't do anybody on the golf course with Trump.
Correct.
Right.
So would that make them aliens?
Didn't say.
All right. Trump meets with Bob's aliens. Trump meets with Bob's troops from...
They were probably having a battle royale about how to get your bitch ass to the wall at the right place, Bob. Probably what it was all about.
Trump's there, where the fuck is Bob going through the wall? And they say, well, we're trying to get him through, but he is...
He got some shipment
from Nova Scotia. So Trump said, smash the hell out of Nova Scotia. You got a hurricane one? Yeah, we got a spare hurricane. Okay, send that in there to get those fuckers. Messing with Bob like that.
And now the rest of the story is all the transplants, all the people from New York moved and have destroyed Florida. They just ruined it because they just get it. So that's okay. That's okay. Bob says, all right, y'all got them old timey Floridians. They know what time it is. Let me tell you something. If you're in Florida, it's hurricane season and they close the Waffle House, you better get the fuck out. If they close the Waffle House, that's your sign to go. They don't need no news. They don't need no telephone. If the Waffle House is closed, hit the state line because it's over. It's toast. The old Floridians know what to do. The snowflakes from New York City, they won't think nothing about it. They'll drown right where they are and everybody will just laugh. Well, we took care of all that.
So I've written out here, Trump meets with aliens to organize hurricanes.
No.
The organized mob, they ain't worried about hurricanes. They're worried about you. It's all about
the organized hurricanes.
Their gig doesn't work without you, Bob, and we're really sad that it's all falling on your shoulders, but Moses fucked it up, too. So why didn't you
I'm glad Carol's gone to bed.
Canada,
I'm glad Carol's gone to bed. Doesn't mean what a failure
I
am.
Why didn't you play the Moses song that she sent you?
Who sent it to me?
Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn, your acquaintance.
The Moses song. I don't know that one. Didn't get that.
Yes, you did. I'll
do it next week. Trump meets with aliens to organize hurricanes to organize hurricanes to get Bob to move his ass. Right?
Yeah.
Get Bob to move his...
Trump has a meeting in Washington to add or promote a sense of urgency for J.R. Bob Dobbs.
he's saying, well, basically you meet with some of the aliens. Well, why did you deal with Bob? Well, we're afraid of him. We don't know if we want him on our vehicle.
Meanwhile... Go find a picture of the Pentagon these days.
Yeah.
You won't have much luck. Everything else, they'll just put a 30-foot fence around, but you don't even get snapshots of the Pentagon anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So I put Trump meets with aliens in Washington to organize hurricanes to facilitate Bob. Okay, that's a good enough news. I was going to believe it anyways. Okay, any other TikToks, Bert?
That's it, Bob. That's it.